indeed we do, and we'll be doing just that. July 17th at Frederick Meyer Gardens. Jason Mraz, 92.1 WGHN. Brandhaven's favorite, they announced the lineup for the Fifth Third Bank Summer Concert Series at Meyer Gardens. And what a lineup it is. We check in with Director of Communications, John Vanderhagen. Hello, my friend. How are you?
I'm great, and I'm dancing right now. Thanks for that lead-in music. That's fantastic.
Oh, my gosh. Tower of Power. Okay, the lineup is great. Everybody was talking about it, and I think everybody went to your website yesterday, too.
Yeah, they did. We found that out. But yeah, no, it's another great summer of music here at Meyer Gardens. 33 wonderful shows kicking off on June 5th and going all the way through the middle of September, September 16th. So definitely a lot of bands that will resonate with your listeners and really something for everyone, which we try to do with this lineup.
Yeah, I saw that. What strikes you as something maybe different this year, you think?
Yeah. So there are a lot of kind of newer up-and-coming bands. You know, Orville Peck is hot in the country, alt-country world right now. Black Pumas are a name that we've been excited to go after. My Morning Jacket is a personal favorite. I'm looking forward to seeing them. But then also some unique pairings, like our friends of the Grand Rapids Symphony are back for three shows in July. So we'll be featuring Bruce Hornsby with the symphony. We'll have Black Violin with the symphony and Warren Haynes, who's kind of most known for his Southern rock, but playing his hits with the Grand Rapids Symphony. So again, kind of a unique twist and just a beautiful place to see outdoor music under the stars in West Michigan.
Oh, that's a fact. I see Boys to Men on here. I'm like, oh my gosh. Kansas, Gin Blossoms, Toad the Wet Sprocket, Fits in the Tantrums, and I'm really happy to see that Michael Fronte and Spearhead are back. They come every year, don't they?
Pretty much every year. Yeah, that is a highlight of our summer. You know, them, Trombone Shorty, and Orleans Avenue. A lot of returning favorites, but also we like to mix up the series and have people who have never played our stage before.
So let's talk about tickets and why, you know, it's to your advantage to become a member.
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the many great membership benefits at Meyer Gardens is early access to discounted concert tickets. So we will have an exclusive pre-sale window for our members beginning on Saturday morning, April 20th at 9 a.m. We do have a new ticketing provider this year, Access. So AXS.com is the place to be for members on April 20th. And then any tickets not sold out to members will become available to the public on April 27th, also at 9 a.m. at AXS.com.
Wonderful. I saw several shows there this last summer, and it was just incredible. I'll never forget Peter Frampton. It was one of the best shows I've seen in probably 10 years.
And
it
and you go to a lot. That's great.
Yeah, and it was just such a wonderful atmosphere. And, you know, yeah, okay, maybe I only got 5 hours of sleep, but at least I was in bed by 9:30, 10 o'clock at night, you know?
Yeah, that's the great thing. You know, you don't have to fight a lot of cars coming out of our parking lot. There's free on-site parking right there. You're surrounded by a beautiful world-class sculpture collection, gardens. It's really just such a unique gem to have right here in Grand Rapids.
And how long are butterflies are blooming? How long does that run for?
Yeah. So we have a couple more weeks of that yet. That exhibition runs every March and April, so it officially ends at the end of April. However, we do allow the butterflies to live out their natural life cycle within the Lehman Meyer Tropical Conservatory, so guests will see and your listeners will see butterflies through probably the first week or so into May as well. But now is a great time to go. We're at peak butterflies. Crowds have died down a little bit since spring break, so a wonderful time to check out the butterflies. And we also just opened two new wonderful indoor sculpture exhibitions as well, so check that out as you're either going to see the butterflies or after you've experienced that magic.
You betcha, and it's all available at meyergardens.org. Thanks for checking in. I'll see you this summer.
Always great to chat. Thanks, Mary Ellen.
Right.